It's one of my favorite gospels, and I think it's a gospel that speaks to us modern people, because I think that it's almost impossible not to question our faith or doubt our faith at times in today's world. You've heard me talk before about the contemporary Canadian Catholic philosopher Charles Taylor, who wrote this very insightful, long 800-page tome entitled A Secular Age, where he traces how we as a Western culture went from such a culture steeped in faith in the High Middle Ages in 1500, and then 500 years later, how we are now in such a secular age. He accurately observes, as I mentioned, that it's virtually impossible today to not question or doubt our faith at times, because our faith is so challenged in today's culture in so many ways. It's really under attack, under assault. I think the traditional proofs for the existence of God are probably not as convincing to us today as they were to our predecessors. And part of the reason is because the gold standard for proof today is the scientific method, which is based on physical, empirical evidence and data that's measurable with control groups. And spiritual matters like God's existence can't be measured in that way. It's just impossible. By the same token, they can't be disproved through science either. And I think as many arguments could be marshaled against faith as for faith. So it's really a question for us of choice. William James, an early 20th century American philosopher, points out that he believes that to not believe in God because it can't be proven scientifically is itself irrational, because it entails putting absolute faith in the scientific method. And then we're making a God out of that, making a religion out of that, as the only way that we can know as humans, which of course it's not. There are many forms of knowledge, such as moral knowledge of what's right or wrong. Science cannot teach us what is right or wrong. Science has to be guided by morality, or else it can go out of control and we can create nuclear weapons and we can clone people and whatnot. Science has to be guided by morality. Nor can it be proven scientifically that something is beautiful. Knowledge of what's beautiful can't be proven that way. And yet we can differentiate between what's beautiful and what's not. And we can know what's beautiful. And we're drawn towards the beautiful. Ultimately, as I mentioned, for us modern people, faith is a choice. But it's a rational choice. St. Augustine pointed out over 1,500 years ago that we humans are made by God for God. Our souls will be restless, he says, until they rest in God. Only God and belief in God can satisfy our deepest human longings. And our contemporary Western culture does what it can to cover over our God hunger and to provide a lot of distractions and unsatisfying substitutes, passing pleasures that ultimately fail to satisfy our deepest human longings, which only God can. Now, Father RJ, and I don't know if it's a vain attempt to educate our Jesuit community in popular culture, has been showing us the Star Wars movies, all of the Star Wars movies, which has been kind of fun. And I'm not sure if I'm his most apt student, so this is sort of like a quiz, Father. See if I pass the quiz. So last week we watched episode 7, which is not necessarily the 7th episode, but anyway, that's another matter, which is called The Last Jedi. And there was this very wise woman, and I'm sure many of you have seen it, you might have forgotten because it's been a while ago, but there was this very wise woman named Maz, and she had these thick glass glasses. And she points out to Rey, who is the heroine of this episode, she is that lost Jedi, and whom the Force was strong, Maz points out to Rey that evil always takes many forms throughout history, but is always with us. And I think we can certainly attest to that today, that evil is present in today's world in so many ways. I think of as the open, blatant racism that we see today. And of course, the clergy abuse crisis in the church is a case of real evil, too. So Maz also points out to Ray that the light is also always with us. And she says, we just need to close our eyes and open ourselves to the guidance of the light within us. And using slightly different language, this could have been spoken by St. Ignatius of Loyola, who encourages us to look within ourselves and follow the promptings, the impulses of the Holy Spirit. If we follow Maz's advice to Ray and St. Ignatius's advice to us, open this to our own better impulses, will lead us to faith in God. I believe this advice will also lead us to stay faithful to the church despite her obvious glaring flaws and faults, and even evil. Because without God and without a faith community such as ours, we are adrift in the world. We are untethered. And I'm convinced that the epidemic of depression and anxiety, especially among young people today, is associated with our lack of belief in God and our lack of being connected with religion. I'm convinced that there's a connection to that. I think that we really need to trust our better instincts. We need to look at what gives us life and what drains life from us. And I think we will find that what gives us life is to believe and to have hope and community and love and faith. That's what gives us life. Doubt, giving into doubt, does not give us life. So we need to follow what leads us to life, what leads us to love, what leads us to community, faith, and hope. And I believe that that is belief. And I think it's something that that if we choose to believe, our lives will be so much richer. And I think we can believe that it is based on a firm foundation. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.